Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Now, this podcast is called Legends Only. But someone else has started a little something called Icons Only.
Get a good lawyer.
Well, I think we need to get a good lawyer.
We actually need to get a good lawyer this time.
We actually need to get a good lawyer.
Did you see the logo also has the Mew Mew's original ball logo? I mean, I'm lawyering up.
I wasn't going to call it out because I didn't want to be negative.
Hilton v. Mews.
It is like, not that like, I mean, it's a disco ball.
To be fair, I took that from Madonna's Confessions on Dance Floor, yes. And she will see me in court.
But
obviously, I'm the next most well-known usage. No, I'm kidding. But I did notice, yes, somebody also DM'd us about it.
Yeah, it is very
flagrant.
Moo-moo's adjacent.
It is.
The irony is connected.
Yeah.
So,
Wow. So Paris Hilton,
yeah,
because we didn't actually say what we're talking about, which we usually do, is doing her first ever, for the first time ever, musical concert performance, because she's only ever DJed. She has only performed Stars Are Blind at Miley's New Year's party, and then one time in a club.
Performed is a word. Stood there.
Had a microphone in hand.
Pressed play.
Yeah. Well, there were vocals present. Let's not lie. There was singing.
I'm excited to see what she does, and also if she brings back Nothing in This World, because
I think she has to. She only has so many songs.
Well, that's true.
Like, literally, what is she gonna sing?
Good time.
Good time.
Come alive.
Come alive.
High off your love.
See, but I don't know if she'll do the
Nothing in This World
2013 singles.
Niche. Like, the world needs to know about it.
The world does need to know about it.
Bop.
I think we'd get Screwed. I think we'd get
Jealousy.
Stars Are Blind and Nothing in This World is like a given.
She's got enough to do an hour.
She does.
Yeah.
She absolutely does. I mean, if you dive into the depths of it, you can do an hour. Is she going to do the deep cuts? I guess she might. She might have to. It is coming from in celebration of her entertainment company 1111 launching a music division. Also in the press release, there's a quote from her, and she says, "I've been in the studio working on a brand new album, which will usher in a new era in my music career. I am very excited for fans to experience my first concert as well as a vocal performer, and the guest performances will be legendary."
I wonder if she's going to debut new stuff.
That's definitely a possibility. This is happening on June 7th if you're in the LA area at the Fonda Theater. They vaguely say, collection of hit songs live, including Stars Are Blind, including special performances from a variety of popular artists and musical guests. And because it's kicking off Pride Month, a portion of ticket proceeds go to GLAAD, Okay.
Oh, okay.
So this will kick off a series of events, product launches, and other surprises slated to occur through September in what promises to be a summer of fun, love, and empowerment.
And sliving.
Dubbed the Summer of Sliving by Paris Hilton.
There you go.
She does love a branding deal.
She's also filming a documentary or something right now. There's been a crew following her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I will imagine that's part of it.
This will be part of it.
Who do we think the guests are?
Oh, the guests. Well,
it'll
you know,
be Sia. She's been dragging Sia around by her wig.
She has been dragging Sia in by her wig. It could be Miley.
Could be her.
Oh, I do think it'll be her. Legend X will pop out to perform Let There Be Love.
Oh, I wish.
I don't think it's impossible at all.
I don't think it is either.
I think Miley would call in the favor. Sia would. I'm trying to think who else she's like aligned with. Probably a man of some sort.
Like Alesso.
Yeah, like a DJ. Mm-hmm. Nicole Richie would be fierce.
Ooh.
That would be fun.
Dandelions.
She Dandelion Live.
And then Paris could perform Jealousy.
Yes. Oh, there's a concert.
You know, like a little,
Sana Sa duet. Mm-hmm.
She could send her the cookie again. Remember? Like, bitch. If you know, you know.
Yeah. I could see Nicole doing, if nothing else, just like a little video moment or some sort of thing. There's plenty.
Sana Sa Live. Yeah. Well, we'll find out soon. It's a month away.
Yeah, we will.
But Paris, don't steal our title. Please don't.
Please don't be mean to me.
Speaking of Legends Only, BB was on Kelly Clarkson this week. We will be talking about the album later, BB, but she was on the Kelly Clarkson show and she was super cute.
She was super cute. This was a great, I mean, real recognizes real.
Yeah. She doesn't really do a lot of talk shows either.
I don't think so.
No.
Now that you mention that.
She was on Watch What Happens Live once.
They need her back because she will not plead the fifth.
No.
She will answer any question. But yeah, she was on with Kelly. She talked about, well, she cried.
Yeah, the parents thing was so cute. She was talking about her dad.
Mm-hmm. Very cute. You know, last time we saw her cry was when she accepted the Radio Disney Awards.
She also talked about meeting Dolly Parton and they bleeped her on TV, which I thought was really funny because she always sang tits. And they beeped out her saying, like, she was like, oh, I met Dolly Parton. She was in 6-inch heels. Her tits were out. And it's just, you see the blur mark and the beep. And I was like, oh my God, really? Like, you can't say tits on Kelly Clarkson.
Is hanging out.
So I just very much appreciated that.
Yeah, now we know what not to say on the Kelly show.
Yeah. But more on BB, the album, which did drop later when we talk about new music.
Stay tuned.
But yeah, check that interview out on the Kelly Clarkson YouTube channel. Not sponsored, but we stan BB. Kelly also performed that birthday show and performed her full new album for people. And I've seen some teasers.
Oh, the one-off album front to back performance, including the hits.
Miss Independent, Since You've Been Gone.
Sorry for the spoilers. Yeah.
People are starting to tease it. She looks amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a cake.
Oh.
She ate it on stage. She put her mouth, she bit it off while they presented to her. Yeah, the girls were leaking.
Some it's probably for know. TV, right?
Yeah, they're going to film it. They filmed it for some sort of special. But yeah, I don't know if it'll be TV or it's her own thing that she wanted to film for something else. But yeah, there was like some videos floating around on Twitter and then they got snatched. Clarksonators were like, have some respect.
Yeah.
Kelly's wishes. Fair enough.
I will say mine has been kind of stuck in my head a little bit.
Oh, me, oh, mine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a remix of it that I think is coming.
Oh.
It was stuck in my head.
Where is it?
After the remix. I think, I don't know if I'm like blowing up his spot, but I think Ty Sunderlin is doing the official remix of it.
Oh.
Because there was a DJ mix that was on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And it's this mine, Kelly Clarkson, Ty Sunderlin remix.
Oh. I guess that's probably.
I don't know.
Oh.
But it was a bop. And okay. The song was stuck in my head. I was like, give it a 4 on the floor. And now I like it.
Lo and behold.
Yeah.
It's shocking. Oh, that's good.
So I guess potentially maybe
okay.
coming. But yeah. Bop.
Bop.
But anywho.
Anywho, well, we're going to fly on over across the pond for a minute for a little update on pop royalty and actual royalty. First of all, a little UK minutes. Girls Aloud is reissuing their albums, beginning with Sound of the Underground, the debut album by the 21 top 10 hit having record-breaking girl group of the UK, begins with their 2003 debut out in, I think, June. Pre-orders are in now for the picture disc and various editions of this. Very excited. I was very vocal about this on the internet. Everyone's like, shut up. We know. Sound of the Underground alternate version also came out on streaming. All of the girls taking different parts of the song, which is really cool.
Oh.
So you get to hear what could have been with Nicola Roberts leading the song. Very interesting. But yeah, pre-ordered, Wallet is Burning, and this is just the beginning, hopefully, of all the records to come. Very excited.
So as a Girls Aloudinator, mm-hmm. are you content with this 20-year celebration?
Definitely. Okay. At this point, especially with the passing of Sarah, like, they truly didn't have to do anything and it wouldn't have been totally acceptable, but that they're honoring it, I think, is great. And they're all going to be, it looks like, on like beautiful vinyl, and every possible remix and B-side is going to be on it. So I'm like, this is a nice way to honor this, and we'll keep it moving. So I just hope we get more unreleased stuff. That's what I really want. And we do need Mr. Brian Higgins to leak the Britney version of Graffiti My Soul, which would be the next album up.
Oh.
Yes. He's got stuff on that laptop we need to hear. I don't think it would make sense to put her version on the Girls Aloud album, but you never know. But from girl group royalty to what remains of the royal family in the UK before they crumble. And the institution comes to an end.
Really?
Yeah, they're on their like final, it feels very much like they're clinging to it. People aren't as into monarchy anymore. So weird.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
51%.
Not everyone likes a ruler of a country or a group. But some people do like to have a lead vocalist or a featured performer or royal, which is why it makes sense that for King Charles III's coronation set for May, when is it?
I think it's on a Sunday.
Sunday, May 7th. Ooh, it's coming up.
Yeah, it's soon.
It is soon. We have some new performers confirmed for the coronation concert, including Top Gun actor Tom Cruise and Scientologist darling, Winnie the Pooh.
What?
And most importantly, he finally shelled out the big bucks for this one. Pussycat Dolls frontwoman Nicole Scherzinger.
Is that what it's billed as?
The concert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she still likes to say that she's the Pussycat Dolls frontrunner, even though she doesn't want to be a part of the Pussycat Dolls anymore.
Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't. Mm. No, I don't know if she says it, but it is how the article said it. Tom Cruise previously, they all have different links, according to Variety. Tom Cruise previously attended Princess Di's funeral. Winnie the Pooh was invited to a children's garden party at Queen Elizabeth II's.
What's he singing?
80th anniversary.
Tut tut, looks like rain. Wasn't that his song?
Yeah, it does. Cake and candy. Cake. RuPaul featuring Winnie the Pooh. Cake and
what
honey.
About Peppa?
What about Peppa?
Like, hello.
Peppa is not
Why
a royalist.
Is she not singing?
She's like down with the monarchy.
She's got two albums. She has more albums than Nicole Scherzinger.
She definitely does. She literally does. And they've actually come out. Now they're joining Katy Perry and Lionel Richie, who were announced earlier this month. There's also a quote from Scherzi. I'm incredibly honored to be part of such an historic event. The UK has been my home away from home for so many years now. So this means so much to me to be lending my voice through the gift of song.
Oh, you mean the country where you were supposed to perform at the O2 Arena with Power of Four Needs One Girl More plus Melody.
The piece I will be singing is such a powerful, moving song. And to be sharing the stage with Lang Lang will be a dream come true. A once-in-a-lifetime performance. Is she going to perform Pua Kenny Kenny orchestral version?
If she was smart, she would.
Supervillain drama version. wet royal version.
Wet acoustic church version.
Club banger nation at the royal coronation ceremony.
Buttons.
Loosen up my royal buttons. Don't you wish your monarchy was hot like me?
Yeah, this will be interesting.
It will be interesting.
I'm not really checking for it.
I'm not really either.
Is it public? Like, do we see all these things? Or is it some sort of like, they put everyone in the castle and it's like private?
No, no. It'll be performed, broadcast here. Okay. I think on the main channels when it happens. There's more names being confirmed. Paloma Faith, Ollie Murs, DJ Pete Tong, who will play his Ibiza classics, which is hilarious to just think that there's going to be like an EDM drop, just like that meme. Announcing Prince Philip's death. Odd. Very odd. Shirzi is here to celebrate the integrity of the monarchy.
She would.
She would. She would.
She would know a thing or two about being a queen of a castle.
A tyrant.
Yeah. A tyrant.
Oh. Well.
See you all there. I wonder what Katie's going to sing.
Yeah. Like, I actually don't know if these people sing their songs or if they're invited to do
the national anthem.
The national British anthem. Yeah.
Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
God Save the Pussycat Dolls by Nicole Scherzinger.
God Save React.
Oh, we'll have to see. Speaking of queens, there's another queen. As we travel across the land, now we're heading to Barbados. We're scooping her up and taking her to CinemaCon 2023. Hot off the Super Bowl stage, and actually also the Oscars, pregnant Rihanna made a little surprise announcement at CinemaCon, which is a convention for cinema, where she announced that she will be voicing Smurfette in a as-of-yet-untitled Smurfs movie. And we'll be doing original music for the Smurfs movie.
I thought this was a Pop Crave joke.
Yep. This, I guess she follows in the footsteps of Legends because Britney and Ooh La La, Katie did something, right?
Yep.
She voiced and maybe music too.
Wasn't she Smurfette?
Yeah. That sounds right.
So then why do they give Smurfette new people? Like with Toy Story, don't they stay the same?
Yeah,
throughout.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That is odd. Check wasn't big enough. I don't know. Well, no, because if Rihanna took it, but Katie did, I don't know. Maybe they just, as their BFFs, are they still BFFs? I don't know.
No reason to think otherwise.
Yeah, maybe she just called her and was like, can you do this one? I'm going to the coronation ceremony. Rihanna was very excited about this. She said on the stage that she's super excited to do this because she just got to wear her pajamas. Easy in, easy out.
You can do that in the studio too.
You sure can.
One could argue you could do that on stage. Who is stopping you? You are Rihanna.
Thank you.
We would watch you perform in sweatpants.
We really would. So she is going to be in a new live action hybrid feature. So that's interesting too. I mean, we're going to get into live action in a little bit, but it's going to be sort of like the Ooh La La video then,
right.
I guess. She joked, I tried to get the Papa Smurf role, but it didn't work out. She is very pregnant also right now. And there were some cute, did you see the photos and videos of her? There was like a little Bobby back in the, CinemaCon was in Vegas. So she was like walking through the casino. She like crouched down and gave a high five to a little boy.
Oh.
And there's like a video
of
her.
This is a potential
just, like,
mother.
This is a mother.
She was serving that look though.
She was. It was giving a nod to the Smurfs, sort of like bluish.
Oh, see, I thought it was giving a nod to Andre Leon Talley.
Oh.
Look at the fashion. Look, the fashion now it's jumping fashion. Out here. But like the
I believe it
drapery.
Was Valentino in 1984 who
I think it was a nod to Andre Leon Talley.
That could be a
like
thing.
Like those big droopy
stonewashed denim capes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which she also did at the Super Bowl, like she paid homage with that coat.
True. Well, this film will explore the themes of identity and asks the question, what is a Smurf? What is a Smurf?
Rat!
It's a rat, but blue.
literally with a wig. It's a rat with a wig.
It's a little drag hat. Queen rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rat who auditioned for Drag Race. I don't know what a Smurf is, but I'm so glad this movie is going to answer that for us. It'll be in theaters on February 14th, 2025.
Okay.
And again, just to reiterate, there will be new music.
Smurfette's going to be a queen of pop.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that we're going to get a new Rihanna single from Smurfette before we get R9.
Be my Unana.
Bob.
I mean, all she has to do is tweak that lyric, take Britney's song, just give it a little Rihanna flavor. There
you go. Did Smurfette sing in that one?
She must have. I feel like they sing. I can't. There's trolls, there's Smurfs, there's minions.
I know.
I can't keep control of these little shits everywhere running around.
They're not the same ones that's like sloppy and dopey, right? That's
Snow
White. Snow
White and the dwarves.
Right. Okay. So that's them.
These are Smurfs. Yeah.
Boring. Yawning. Sloppy.
No, those are the dwarves.
Yeah.
Those are the dwarves.
I could not name the seven dwarves if my life depended on it.
Mm-mm, no. She also said, getting to do animation's a fun journey. I'm usually front and center with everything with my likeness, but this time, this was fun. I got to show up in my pajamas in my third trimester and be a blue badass. Well, we salute you. You know, we're not getting the album, but we'll take your Smurfs anthem. I don't think it's going to be another lullaby, but maybe it will be.
It might be.
It could, you know, who knows now?
Smurfette's lullaby.
Smurf me up.
Because I'm good blue. Oh my god, wait. BB would make such a good Smurfette.
Oh, she really would.
Put the little My Heart Wants What It Wants wig on Smurfette. The little wait a minute. And then she could literally sing I'm good blue.
This Smurf was number one for 50 fucking Smurfs. You're going to Smurf along to this fucking Smurf.
Oh my god, that would be so cute.
She's next. As far as I'm concerned, it's going to go Brittany, Riri, BB.
BB. Smurfs 8 or whatever it is.
She's about to eat. She's going to eat this up.
Maybe I'll pop an edible and go watch this just to hear Rihanna.
It'll be fun. It's the only time we're going to hear her for a long time, so might as well.
Whatever. It's fine.
Well, of course, this isn't the only live-action film coming to us.
No.
We also have The Little Mermaid live-action incoming very soon now with Halle Bailey playing Ariel, the Little Mermaid. And we have talked about this for a while. However, we now have the character posters for
what was that
for this film.
I have so many thoughts on this.
I don't ever laugh aloud. When I scrolled to the picture of Flounder, I laughed out loud. This is buckle fat removal and Ozempic. Flounder is skinny and emaciated.
Okay, here's what I don't understand about these live action movies.
Okay.
They try to make the animals look exactly like they really do.
Yeah.
I'm not that dumb. I know what a flounder looks like. Flounders don't look like that. They're flat and their eyes are on the same side and they lay on the bottom of the ocean and they're brown and they have, like, it's not even an actual flounder. They just made up a new fish that looks like the cross between a tuna fish and a zebra. I don't understand. It's not even an actual flounder.
Well, it's a good thing because flounders are ugly as fuck.
Yeah, well, yeah, but like...
They have character. But I know what you're saying. Yes, the chubby-cheeked flounder that we knew, she got snatched for this. This picture of flounder just killed, just the way that it's sort of like flopping in the water too, just
it doesn't
doofy.
Match the voice at all. The character voice does not match the...
I have so many, like, all pretty much every poster I was dying. Also Scuttle, the bird, the fact that the bird is in the water with the fork. And we're not letting Sebastian off the hook either.
No,
another buckle fat removal.
What is patient. Going on?
I will say he's cuter. Like the little eyeballs are like
it's cuter.
It is,
but
it
it's cute. Tragic.
It's still
I don't understand why they didn't do what they did in the movie where Jessica Rabbit's in it, and like she's performing in the bar, and she's a cartoon, and she's performing for the real people, and like, you know, dancing up on them. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they didn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Because
it's
not
like
sure.
The people are people, but then the cartoons can still be.
I don't know that they've got the live action formula down necessarily yet, or it's just like you have to go into it with like a different expectation, obviously, than what the animated version is, because they're going for sort of realism, kind of, but also not.
Yeah, or like make them cute, like Finding Nemo.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Why does it need to be like a literal eel? Like Flotsam and Jetsam, like.
Uh-huh. I will, yeah, I'll say that some of the other characters I feel like they nailed. Prince Eric.
Hot.
Melissa McCarthy as Ursula, definitely giving Divine, which was the original inspiration for Ursula.
See, I don't think they made her camp enough.
I agree. It could have gone.
Know who she needed a consultation with?
Ginger Minj.
Yes, and Delta Work.
And Delta Work, most importantly.
It's like not camp enough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It like needed to go an extra.
It did.
Like the wig even needed a little bit of a whoomp, whoomp, you know?
Yeah.
But then they try to make it look so real that like every single hair is like moving in the water.
Yeah.
I don't, it's bizarre.
And then King Triton, hot, except hot. He said he's not really going to be shirtless in this. So what's the fucking point? I don't know. I'm still looking forward to it. And I also am too hesitant to like legitimately critique it because the movie already is getting so shit from like actual awful people and racists that I'm like, I don't want it to be like criticized for all these little things that we're like making fun of about the characters because she's already gotten so much backlash for being in the movie, which sucks. So, but at the same time, these character posters are really funny.
Yeah.
Flounder and Sebastian are really kind of stealing the spotlight with these posters.
Yeah.
We'll find out soon enough. The movie's coming.
I know. I didn't realize until these posters that it was this year. I thought it was 24.
I know. It is finally this year because it has been teased, I think, for 2 years already.
Oh.
I mean, everything else is like out in the distance, like Wicked and all these other movies. So I'm still excited to see what comes of it, especially excited to see Flounder in action.
Yeah. I would go see this in the theater, I think.
Yeah. With an edible.
But like a nighttime. I don't want.
You need to be edible for
like,
sure.
Like, I don't want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
No. Why? Children should not be coming to this film.
Is it rated like PG?
It should like be. G? It should be G or PG. It should be okay. The same, I think. Pretty sure. And then also, Her Part of Your World is out now in full. I mean, vocals. She really did deliver. So it's a fantastic rendition of the song. I will say that. So maybe she'll just shut everybody up with the vocals. Flounder and Sebastian will be like twirling in the background.
Oh my god, Queen of Pop! Like that's what they should. It should be this ugly little fish.
Yes,
that's like, oh my god, Queen of Pop! I'm faking. Ariel, thinking again. Like that should be Flounder.
Yes,
and it should be like this ugly little bucktooth fish. That's so cute.
My favorite was the character poster edit of a plastic bag, and it said Katy Perry.
And the like, yeah, that poster was really funny. Who did that on Instagram?
Oh, I forget. I'll have to.
There was
take
a handful
look.
Of them too. It was mm-hmm. like, plastic bottles under the water and like.
Yeah, they did edits of the first footage when it came out, and she's like swimming through the trash, and they're like, if you want it to be accurate,
oh,
I know, save our planet.
Have you ever seen that docuseries, My Octopus Teacher?
I sure have.
Netflix. Oh my god, the true huh.
Don't befriend an octopus. It'll just end in tragedy.
Yeah, that's a beautiful film.
It is. Octopi are so smart. They can solve puzzles. They have complex relationships.
Is there an octopus in Little Mermaid? See, that's going to be scary.
Right? Isn't there, like, it attacks the ship?
Or like a the giant squid? Yeah. That, in hyper-realism, is going to be scary as shit.
That'll get the girls.
Aren't they like the size of a bus?
Some can be, like the giant squid. Mm-hmm.
Flounder's
they make delicious like, calamari.
What's that Terry Joe quote where it's like, you look like the bus driver. Oh, how does it feel looking like the bus? Flounder versus squid.
Flounder versus squid. I wish that happened.
Scary. Well, we stan.
We stan the sea. We've got plenty more coming up, including, since we're on the topic of Halle Bailey, I think it's time that we hit the glossy pages of the magazines and the runways.
Yes, and I will make sure to insert the audio this time because I figured out why it was cutting out.
Well, I kind of I kind of live for the...
Oh, yeah. If you listened last week, like right away, right when I published,
yeah,
the audio to High Fashion did not make the episode, so it was 20 seconds of silence.
It's a moment of silence.
Ursula took my voice.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess it's time for a little
segment we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
So Halle Bailey is on the cover of V Magazine.
Yes.
In support of this movie.
Yes. I think this is also her best spread yet in support of this movie. There have been a few, but this one is really giving you the aerial fantasy, but make it high fashion.
Yeah.
I loved this. I thought every shot was really fucking cool. There was some chatter on social media because, as it turned out, she's not actually under the sea, surrounded by giant, you know, futuristic clam shells. And people were like, it's AI.
Yeah, I did see this discourse.
I have some really bad news for them about photo shoots in general.
Well, this is, I mean, Annie Leibovitz, if you look back at like her Disney photo shoot that she did, which is like one of my favorite photo shoots ever.
Yep.
There's obviously
help.
Help. It's retouching, like it's surrealism. They build out scenes and weather and, you know, wind effects and things like that. This isn't new. I just think it's kind of adding to like the AI is ruining creativity. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. But like,
yeah. And I don't necessarily even think so, because I feel like a lot of our faves, for instance, I mean, let's go all the way back to Britney Grace Hits My Prerogative cover when they spliced her head onto a different body shot of her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's go all the way back to Grace Jones, Island Life. That cover of her with her limbs in all different places are a like very ancient Photoshop form of the images that were cut up. So I think we've always played with reality with these photo shoots in different yeah. ways. So if we're just doing it AI, that's still it's the latest, greatest form of it.
Yeah, I saw people coming for the photographer. And I was like,
you still got to get the shot, in my opinion, of her. So like, I don't know. I'm not as bothered by this.
No, me neither. I thought it was really cool what they did with the texturing with the seashells.
Mm-hmm.
Like that piece. I don't know if that was AI or if they actually made that.
Mm-hmm.
But very cool. Couture.
I like nice things to look at. So if it accomplishes that, then I'm happy. And I think the tools that we use to achieve that will always be evolving.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also had some big red carpets happening right now. First, there was the Time 100. Christina was not there, so it's kind of
irrelevant.
Time who? But there was, you know, there were a few people. Kim Kardashian, Doja Cat performed Say So inside the event.
She came for a fan like yesterday or today.
Oh.
For AIing hair over the photos of her. A stan tweeted, was like, added hair to Doja Cat for fun, and she like ate her up.
What did she say? Oh shit.
Yeah, she was not happy about it. And then all of the Twitter blue fans were responding like, queen, you look so good. Eat her up.
I get that for sure. If you're trying to achieve a look, you're not trying to have people put things on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bizarre time.
It's a weird time. It's a weird time. Those blue checks, they're at your feet like piranha.
Honestly, I say please keep tweeting because you show up as the first reply and it's an easy way to mute you.
That's so true. You got a blue check? Yeah, show up in my mentions so I can mute or block.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah, seriously, I actually don't ever show up in my mentions. I prefer no one ever tweet me ever again.
It's like dead. Like it's not the same.
Yeah, no, it's bizarre. MTA just removed themselves from the platform.
Which if the MTA is removing you for technical problems.
If they're
problems,
calling you a flop.
Then you are seriously in trouble.
That's bad.
Because the MTA is never working.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, This is not the Clown Lawn feature this week.
No.
No, we're not featuring her. And then we, of course, we'll just be missing it, but we'll talk about it on the next episode. The Met Gala is happening on Monday night, if you're listening to this on a Monday morning. We'll follow up in the next episode, but the girls are showing up in honor of Karl Lagerfeld. And, I mean, some of the girls are not showing up. Blake Lively, who has very much established herself as like one of the big fixtures of the Met Gala, is not going. Somebody else is not going. That was a surprise. I think Kim Kardashian's going. There's several. And the co-chairs include Miss Dua Lipa. So she's one of the basically like co-hosts of the night with Anna Wintour. And this will be in celebration of Lagerfeld's career. I don't know. I don't think anything will ever achieve Heavenly Bodies good.
Ooh.
I think that was 2018 or 17 or earlier. Catholicism just really snaps when it comes to visuals. I'm so sorry. Jesus served. Like, when you...
Ornate,
yeah. If you... just any... I mean, Madonna knows from the beginning of her career, like...
Is she going?
Oh, probably. I don't see why not. She'd probably be there. Because she's here rehearsing, I think. So that makes sense. We think Rihanna will probably be here.
I hope so.
Yeah. I forget who else, but we'll see. It's going to be a lot of, like... jackets and tweed and Chanel
sunglasses, little ponies.
It won't be as bad as camp. They might just be literally just people wearing Chanel and Fendi and calling it a day, and that might be it.
We'll see.
I want themes. I want outer space. I want under the sea. I just want prom themes, basically.
Under the sea would be fun.
They really should have done Under the Sea with The Little Mermaid. Would have been so thankful, all that promo.
Yeah.
Jared Leto as Flounder hitting the red carpet.
It's like that mermaid from Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's like everyone just shows up flopping around on the...
She's really flopping around out there.
That one would be fun.
Yeah, I would love Under the Sea.
I still think Geometry would be a fun one.
Oh, yes. You had mentioned that one. Mm-hmm.
All like minimalist shapes and...
Also maximalism. I would love something that's like... extremely over the top.
Ooh.
But don't call it camp because things will go awry. But something like really maximalist would be fun. Yeah, I think you said color blocking or something.
Color blocking. Mm-hmm. Pixelation would be fun.
Ooh. Technology would be fun. Mm. People would have like dresses that move and light up.
Ugh.
That would be fun.
Where's the creativity? Come on, Anna. Shifting your little wig a little bit here.
I know we are. These are good ideas. Well,
gay could be a theme.
It could be.
Yeah.
Should be. Evolution of faggotry at the Met Gala.
Homosexuality and homo sapiens.
Yes.
Because you need to give it like a word that's like,
yes.
You know, big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many things.
Hot. It's just the theme. It's hot.
Yeah. There's
heat. Molten earth.
Yeah. I mean,
lava tree.
Beachwear through the years.
Slay is just the theme. Anyway,
well, we'll see who slays and who does not at this year's gala, and what kind of stories come out of the bathrooms and the party and the performance. Sounds interesting inside.
We'll find out.
Yeah,
but know who will probably be outside.
Who?
Harassing everyone as they come out of the gala.
Who?
Harry
from TikTok.
I think it's time we have a little TikTok talk. Harry is at it again.
Truly haunting the pop girly community.
Chasing down Madison Beer.
She doesn't deserve it.
Jessica Chastain.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie XCX.
Yeah. I don't know how he's getting the schedule. He's giving me Stalker Sarah vibes at this point.
Oh, yeah.
How he even knows where to find the girls. What did he do? Unlock It or I Got It or... I forget what it was.
I forget. I can't. There's so many songs.
She was
that...
like, work on it, sweetie.
Yeah. And Madison Beer was like, oh, I know you.
Yeah.
Rolling down her window.
I watched a dramatic reading of her. Do you know her vaguely viral moment where she explained to fans that she was supposed to be in Ariana Grande's video?
Yeah.
Somebody did a acting reel audition tape to it. That was phenomenal. It's extremely dramatic. She's like, I was supposed to be in the video. Nobody believes me. Miss Beer.
Did you see that lady who was talking about being called mother?
Elizabeth Olsen. Yes.
I was on Evan Ross Katz's Instagram.
That lady is the Olsen twin sister, and she stars in WandaVision, among other Marvel films.
I did not know Mary-Kate and Ashley had sisters.
Yeah, they're in a group text chat together.
What? Mm-hmm. Hey, I learned something new today.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to the stage, Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen was talking about being mother on the red carpet, and yes. I thought it was very funny.
What do you make of this mother title that the internet has affectionately dubbed you?
I think it's very odd. I really don't get it. My friends have tried to explain to me that it's like a good thing, not like a I don't know. Like mothers are great, I guess.
And then very well timed. I love her. Caitlin, hello Caitlin on social. Caitlin, hello. Did a spoof of actors who pretend they don't know what a meme is. And it was perfectly timed for Elizabeth Olsen being like, mother? I'm not sure what that is. Yeah. They do act like, they're like, I don't remember. Do you hit play? Or I've never interacted with a meme? Yeah.
Oh, my assistant showed me that once.
Yes.
But I don't really understand it.
I don't get it.
Yeah. It's very when...
just busy being rich.
Yeah. Everyone was saying gay rights.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that woman is mother. To many people. She's great. We love Elizabeth Olsen. And now you've just met her.
Yeah, I just learned who that was. I don't watch movies. I don't...
I know. Yeah, I guess... How else would you have interacted with her? WandaVision was just really huge, so she was Wanda.
Missed it. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, she's around. Catch her somewhere.
Can't know it all.
Can't know.
You know?
But yeah, the elusive, you know, much like the bonus Jonas in some ways, except... Mm-hmm. She's certainly doing just fine in her own right. You know, it is funny though when you find out that celebrity siblings or whatever have more siblings and they're very famous also. Anyway, we've also got some other, we've got a mashup, of course. Yes, if you didn't notice, Madonna is doing some dance moves on TikTok, including a collab with Sonia Marie.
I love that she didn't do the actual dance.
Nope.
Like, Madonna would easily be able to pick up this choreo. It is clapping, you spin, you turn. She just started moving.
But you know what? Kudos to the gay intern / whichever child of hers introduced her to Sonia Marie.
It was all over my FYP for like a solid 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't think she can escape.
No, I don't think so either.
Sonia Marie.
Mm-mm.
But she commented underneath it. I want to read it because it was like, oh, it's Sonia Mara.
Let me take a look.
Marak. We've both been wrong.
Sonia Marak. Oh, I was looking at the notes. It's Sonia Marak.
Oops, my bad. So she commented on Madonna's post and said, thanks so much, Madonna, queen of pop. I love you. I love that you did the duet with me. I would love to meet you in person. It's a dream.
Aw.
And I hit like.
Cute. Two queens of pop. When they come together to maximize their joint slay.
Also, this top that Madonna's wearing, I think Teresa Giudice just wore on Watch What Happens Live recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, she's not going to like to hear that.
Oh.
Teresa will.
Yeah. Teresa also did a TikTok with Melania to the sound that's like, you are a dumb bitch. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Another cameo where someone took a cameo and turned it into a TikTok sound.
You're the dumbest bitch and with the biggest heart. I love, love, love that. I just wanted to say kudos to you for being a dumb bitch with the biggest heart. Because I love that. You're the dumbest.
Like, they just added some, like,
I love that.
Yeah, you're the dumbest bitch. Another cameo, Bob.
You know, the Housewives and their cameos, you never know when you can turn that into a smash.
Love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
The best.
We've got a lot of reactions, actually. Also, talk about legend. Shaka Khan. She posted on her own account, on this month in 1985, Through the Fire was released as a single, peaking at number 15. She reacted to Drag Race royalty Raja performing a lip sync to the track where she thrusts like baby powder, basically, as she's performing it. And Shaka loved it. She was like, I should do that. That's so freaking funny.
My favorite part of this is the, oh, she's lip syncing.
Yeah.
Just had to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
She always brings that up.
There's always a little comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if we go back to her comments.
Not gonna change the world.
To the vocalist's Rolling Stone list when she was like, what number what?
That's always so funny.
Love a Shaka reaction. And speaking of Drag Race royalty, we just want to give a shout out to Very Delta host, Delta Work, for her latest episode.
Oh my gosh. With just when Ray you Latre. Think that it can't get better. Just when you think you've hit peak, like this will never be
very
funnier.
Very peak.
It can't get funnier than this. This is going to be the best one. It gets better.
Yes. In the latest episode, when she went off, she did a little rant about words that we need to retire, including cis, as in shortened cis, not gender cis, realness, and vibes, which a woman after my own heart, as I did also drag vibes quite a while ago. Sunset vibes.
Okay, so Delta essentially saying, she tells a story about how she was at a pool and someone said, it's giving pool vibes. And so her rant is like, what do you mean it's giving pool vibes? I'm at the pool.
I don't think I could more accurately be at the pool. I'm getting a tan. I have a drink with a little umbrella in it. I'm by the water. Do you want me to wear a shirt that says I'm at a pool right now? How literal do you need me to be at the pool?
So I got multiple DMs responding to it that said, sunset vibes at sunset. And I immediately just was like, clown emoji. I never put two and two together. Like, I definitely have always been like sunset vibes when it's literally sunset. So now I will never say it again, ever. I get it.
She really perfectly described, well, my issue with it, but also why it doesn't make any fucking sense. Because she's like, if you walk into a room and there's balloons in one corner and maybe something's wrapped in another, you might go, I'm getting the vibe that there's like a celebration about to occur. It's not definite, but there's a vibe. If you're standing in front of a fucking sunset, it's not a sunset vibe. It is a sunset.
You're giving podcast host vibes right now.
I really am. I really am. You're giving F-word vibes right now.
Me? How so? Honestly, this was enlightening.
This opened my eyes and ears. Really loved, you know, I loved the whole rant. I also loved the rant about cis, because I also find it very condescending a lot of the time. It's like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
I don't know you yet. Hey, sis. Well, you're not my sis. Yeah, maybe.
No.
I have a group of friends that do call each other sis.
Also, sweetie is condescending.
Oh, it is. Honey?
I don't think darling is condescending. Honey is.
Honey?
Honey has a condescending, because it's like, don't call me honey, bitch. Because you are old hag.
It does depend on how it's delivered, but I agree.
Yeah.
There are some instances, like, sweetie can be sweet if it's your sweetie, but not a stranger. A stranger is never a sweetie. I don't think ever.
That's true.
Unless it's like a waitress and she's like, what can I get you, sweetie? Then it is kind of like,
Oh, that's true. You've said it before where you're like, oh, he's a sweetie.
Yes. And I'd mean it intentionally.
In like a nice way.
And like, he's a sweetheart. So I feel like it can just, it's the tone.
Tone.
Delivery. Yeah.
Yeah.
Familiarity.
Time and place.
Time and place.
As one would say.
Bestie, I fucking hate.
Oh, you know.
I'm
not 12.
I'm not 12.
You're not my bestie.
There is no proof of it. Chronologically in my life, we have not known each other that long.
No, and even if you are my bestie, I don't want you to call me bestie because I'm not four.
No. I do wish she went in on bestie. I despise
Delta Work, if you're listening, go in on bestie next week.
And I know she hates it. If she hates this, she hates bestie. Fam, she also went in on fam. Fam could be whatever. That's kind of fun sometimes. Like, she was talking about how in marketing blasts, they'll be like, are you part of the like PacSun fam?
Yeah.
Cool fit, fam.
I'm guilty of using fam a little bit.
Yeah, that one I have less of an issue with, but bestie will always get under my skin.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
No.
I don't know your family. I don't know your life. You don't know mine. Hate that. And it's always condescending on the internet.
Mm-mm. Yeah. What else do we need to get rid of?
Twitter. I don't know. A lot. We do need to get a lot.
I like hen.
I like Hen and Henny.
I do like that Delta gave credit to Stacey Lane Matthews.
She did. What's a word that's got to go? Yeah, bestie is the one that irks me the most.
What are we currently obsessed with, though, that we like to say? My new thing is getting eaten up.
Getting what?
Everyone's getting like, she up? Ate that up.
Yeah.
Eat her up.
Yep.
Ate that up.
What is the current one that we're on right now? Yeah, I feel maybe it is eaten up. Chewed. Devoured. I like that we use living and dying in the same meaning. You could be dead and alive and living, and it both means the same thing.
Sliving.
Sliving. I don't know that I have any new vocabulary that's really permeating through my brain right now, but plenty that I hate. I will say that. I am on Delta's side on this. I hate terms of endearment that are undeserved. Like, don't call me sweetie. Don't call me sis or bestie.
Don't call me angel. Underrated bop. They really ate that up.
Yeah. It was giving. That fam was giving underrated vibes. Yeah.
I was getting top 10 vibes from that. I don't know about the rest of the world. Sis.
Those three sisses. Charlie's Angels fam.
Charlie's Hens.
Charlie's Hens.
Ooh.
That's a concept.
Cackle, cackle.
Mm-hmm. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
I think we should bring back asshole.
Yeah.
Freaking asshole.
Not enough of that.
No. Anyway. Also, Delta Work followed me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I feel important now.
Well, not to burst your bubble, but she followed me already.
Oh, did she? Mm. Oh, that's nice for you, sis. Oh, hey, sweetie. That's I guess really
we're part
fun
of
for you.
Delta Works follow fam. Mm. It's giving followed vibes.
We're very Delta fam.
Very now. Followed.
How long has she followed you for?
Well, probably a few weeks now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Really happy for you, sis.
Thanks, bestie. God, I hate that word. Okay.
But yeah, I did a... I mean, we'll talk about it later, but I did the mashup of the bottle.
And she surely saw that.
Because that's how my brain works.
Long overdue deranged. Follow, just for that alone. Yeah. Yes.
I've been waiting. I have like two Delta Work remixes that are like sitting on the laptop. One of them was the All Over the Sandwich, and it just like wasn't working with the house vibe. Then the other one was, and I see that one gay dressed to the nines, and I see that one gay dressed to the nines, and it's like a house beat, which kind of works.
I would like that.
Yeah, I'll have to dig her up.
With your fucking Zara shirt on.
Yeah, I was doing like
swirling your drink.
Yeah, it's, I don't have it, but maybe I'll, no, I'm not going to play it. Yeah, I'll keep you guys waiting. But that's one of the... That's part of the melody.
Okay. We'll
I see that one gay dressed to the nines. See that one gay swirling a drink like this is the beat.
Oh, well, we salute you,
for the
Delta.
Vault.
Thank you so much for your contributions to pop culture. It really makes my Monday mornings. Well, we've also got some bops and bangers on the horizon. But before we get into all of that, we would like to give a special shout out to everyone on our Patreon at patreon.com/...
Legends only. All of our fam and besties,
yeah, all
on
the
there.
Sis, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Hennies.
There's plenty.
Girls. I feel like I call the Legends only fans, like, I'm like, the girls.
The girls, I never mind.
No, I like the girls.
Besties is where you lose me.
Yeah.
But if you besties would like to hear our bonus content, including... our after show episodes called
after shows. Yeah.
And as well as deep dives and live chat episodes. If you're an icon on the icon tier, you can join us every month at the end of the month.
We just had our live chat.
We sure did.
Where we chat live.
Get a little more personal.
You can be an icon or a legend. You can't be a bestie or a sis.
You can't.
Should we add a tier, like the bestie tier?
Yeah, it's at 5 million.
Oh, oh my God, anyone out there?
Yeah, bestie.
You can call me whatever you want for $5 million.
Well, thank you everybody for supporting us on Patreon and also for all the reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you'd like to give us a review, 5-star rating, we'd love it. We appreciate it.
Also, on Spotify, there's like polls now. I need.
Oh, we should add a poll.
Week, but I did one like 2 weeks ago, and then
we should do like which word needs to go away the most, like bestie, sis, fam.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. So if you're listening on Spotify, bestie,
yeah.
check for the poll. I think it pops up at the end of the episode. I don't really know how it all works. I think it's
there the whole time.
Oh.
I think okay. I think I've seen it. Like, you scroll up and you okay. can see the... Yeah. Good to know.
That'll be this week's poll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fam. Spotify fam.
Well, we've got some new songs on the horizon, and they're here now for New Music Friday. In fact, they're not, they just sped up.
Just rose
it's
up.
Giving here vibes.
giving new music
out
vibes.
Now vibes. Yeah, these songs are all giving us new music vibes.
Know what vibes I'm getting from this song?
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
That's right. She's
R3 Hab.
And Inna. Yes. M3gan's father.
Why did I just say that?
R3 Hab.
Rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And Inna. With Sash, exclamation point.
Yes.
Rock My Body.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Inna never misses. Every song is a bop.
And she's here every single week.
Yeah. She is very busy, booked, busy bops.
Yes.
This, again, add it to the list.
Add it
Summer
to the
2023,
list.
Add it to the list. Get into it.
It's so good.
Get in into it.
Oh, you see what
Something
she did there.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fam.
Queen of...
Inna fam.
Queen of Romania. It's her and Alexandra Stan to the end.
Ah.
Well.
When is that going to get a re-release? We need
Mr.
that
Mr. Saxo
a,
Beat.
Yeah. When is there going to be a Mr. Saxo Beat interpolation?
Such a good
bow,
idea.
Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, Ava. That's got Ava dun, written dun, all over dun, it. Dun, Shout dun, out to dun. The Patreon Legends Only fans who have attended the Ava Max concerts, by the way, happening now in Europe. I've been getting sent some videos. It looks like quite a good time.
Are you having a good time?
Well, speaking of things that feel good.
Blue.
I'm good. But also.
That.
Feels good. The new album from Jessie Ware is out now. Finally. Featuring That Feels Good. Pearls. Free Yourself. And Begin Again. A lot of bangers that we've actually heard already and new ones included. I mean, she did it once already with What's Your Pleasure in 2020. And 3 years later, we've got another up-tempo banger collection that is just on fire. She worked with her What's Your Pleasure collaborators once again, along with the legend himself, Stuart Price, to create another disco fever euphoria. A hornier set than the first one.
Yes.
She is getting down and dirty, and she's ready for fun.
It's giving horny vibes.
Definitely giving horny vibes.
Confessions on the Dance Floor, horny vibes.
I love the record. The first song, if you notice, when you listen, there's a bunch of voices. Two of those voices, Royshin Murphy and Kylie Minogue, and her mother, Lenny, among many others.
This is a potential mother.
She had friends and family voice the beginning. And she also, to top off the cherry on top of this week, the trailer for Trainwreck series that I continue to watch, and Just Like That, is back with season 2. And it was soundtracked by Pearls, Jessie Ware. Very excited about that. Less excited about the storylines that we're set to endure, but like a train wreck, we cannot look away. So we will see where these...
Is the character that everyone hates returning?
Hey, it's Shay Diaz. Yes, back again for another comedy concert series. They're back. We'll see how long. There's more coming. The return of Aiden, one of her loves. And we'll see who else pops up. It's bad but good, I guess, is how I would describe it.
I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah. You just need to very briefly watch the entire series and the movies, and then you'll be all cut up to speed. And then first season of And Just Like That.
Bad but good.
Bad but good.
Tough, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I describe this show. Oh, yes. Well, we've got that. We've got some bops from the album. Shout out, especially.
Shake the Bottle. Bop.
Bop. I love...
She took that bottle and she shook it.
Yes. Yes. I love a fictional narrative, like all the men. It's giving Lil' Kim How Many Licks of all the types of men, or Carly Rae Jepsen's Beach House, all these hypothetical men, and dragging them for their pros and cons. Shake it.
Shake It Hot. It's so catchy. Like,
so catchy.
I felt like on first listen, everything was stuck in my head. Like,
yeah.
The hooks.
Freak Me Now, also a major Stuart Price banger. Also, those more sensual throwbacks to the earlier records. I really like Lightning and Hello Love. Hello Love is coming for that wedding euphoric vibes.
She's literally at a wedding.
Yeah. But
I also like these lips, which oh, is yeah. kind of scandalous for me. The conservative mommy is on vacation, but like right. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. It's very that.
The behavior that you exhibited was whore-like. The whore jumped out.
Oh, well, this is a real victory for all the 30-up gays. the millennial gays and onward. And she just announced a string of tour dates as well coming this fall. That, I mean,
fall
I went...
Fall vibes.
Fall vibes.
Terminal 5.
Yes. I went to the one in Brooklyn Steel last year, and it was such a fun time. Such a, like, disco party. All the LGBTs were there. So this will be even more fun, I'm sure. So
I'll go to this.
You should. It really is quite a fun time. Good crowd, good energy. And she's giving you choreographed moments and outfits. And
I want to dance to Free Yourself live.
It really is a moment. Yeah. But I'm loving the groove that she's on. And I'm hoping that it continues.
It's a good groove good to groove. Be on.
Yeah. Get that groove. She wasn't the only queen who released this week.
No. Self-titled is here.
Her most personal.
Slay!
Most personal bops to date. Bebe Rexha is back with Bebe, featuring Call On Me, Satellite. I'm Good Blue. Seasons with Dolly Parton. And she's finally here now. We've been talking and praying and preaching all this time. And she's finally here. What do you think?
Standout for me, aside from the singles,
yeah,
was Visions Don't Go.
Ugh.
Stuck in my head.
Definitely.
Bop.
Love Visions. I actually really like the stretch of Visions, I'm Not High, and Blue Moon in a row.
Yeah, I like I'm Not High as well.
Yeah, because you're like, boy, yeah, I'm on an edible.
Yeah. I've been taking a step back, though.
Oh, from the edible journey? Mm. How come?
I just want to like not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They say to like, you know, stop for a little while so that you tolerance. Don't have to keep. Yeah. Tolerance. Mm. And also like, you know, financially.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a little pricey.
Yep.
It's giving expensive vibes.
It's giving broke vibes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
But I do have a pre-roll in my drawer.
Okay.
I could literally sit there like BB and be like.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to smell. Ugh.
Higher than a satellite. Vibes. Yeah. It's giving asthma vibes. Yeah. I'm really happy that the album is definitely a step up from Better Mistakes.
Oh, yeah. So much more cohesive. I feel like the sound is more collected.
She's really pulling from Stevie Rexha, really. Very Stevie Nicks, very disco, a little ABBA, but it just is generally more cohesive. And somebody pointed out in the chat that like the singles were the strongest, and I was like, well, then she did her job, which is rarely ever the case that the artist picks the right singles. I think she did. I like the album tracks, but I wouldn't say anything was like an obvious that should have been a single.
Yeah.
Whereas every other pop star always has those situations where you're like, oh, what were you doing? So
she has taste.
She does have taste.
I would like to see a deluxe with One in a Million.
Well, it sounds like she's preparing that.
So I hope.
I'm sure she's going to do
that
something.
That would fit in really well under I'm Good Blue.
Yeah.
You know, and Call On Me.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And hopefully she performs it live in June.
Oh, I'm sure she will. That's right. She's coming to see all the sisses in June.
See their girls. See their besties. Fam. BB besties. BB fam.
Uh-huh.
Sacrifice fam. That's acceptable. I'll accept Sacrifice fam.
Anyone who's in the Sacrifice fam is fam to me.
Also, I want to shout out the album cover, which we already talked about, but BB posted the, I'm assuming like regular, like the non-sepia version.
Oh.
Like the, I don't know what
full,
it.
Full, unedited
the colorized,
version?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so good.
Ooh. Shout out to the cover.
Mm-hmm. And I also do think that she talked about this on Kelly Clarkson about why she called it BB.
Mm-hmm.
and how, oh, she talked about the Jonas Brothers concert and how people were like looking at her like, oh, that's who that is. I had no idea who that was. And I do think it's really smart that she put her face with her name on the album cover in the wake of I'm Good Blues success.
Yes.
Because now I do feel like it will give people, you know, more of a
I definitely
face
agree.
To the name.
Yeah.
Like, literally, kind of, face
follows,
to the name.
It follows the TikToks we were talking about where she responded to the TikTok calling her famous but not famous for having a lot of streams, but nobody knows who she is.
Yeah.
So I think that makes a lot of sense. And I hope this, I mean, I don't know where the record's going to land, but I do hope that it lands higher than Better Mistakes, because I hope the label sees that this is the direction her fans would like her to go in.
Know what I would have done here?
Uh-oh.
A little A&R vibes jumping out.
Uh-huh.
I would have done a circus vibe and thrown Sacrifice on BB because it fits with like Call on Me and I'm Good Blue. I would have just plucked her from Better Mistakes. I would have been like, the girls weren't even looking for that, so they're not going to even know.
Yeah.
And thrown that in there.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the deluxe.
BB Deluxe.
Or just, you know, at least a remix
Your
of
uncle's friend is listening to this, so I feel like this is going to pass over in a text message, so I'm sweating a little bit. But like, I would have plucked Sacrifice and done like Radar vibes, and...
It sounds better on BB.
Yeah, I think sonically it fits well with that stretch of housey piano vibe.
Yeah.
Saying it now.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's a great idea. Well, I'm really happy for her. I hope that this performs better so that the message is sent that like she's on the right path and this is a great. And the singles have all been fantastic. I mean, yeah, and the Dolly one came out. They're belting, having a real moment. Proud of BB.
She also mentioned, I thought was really cool, the Dolly interview about there being a song about like heaven and hell or something.
Yeah.
And Dolly didn't want to do that.
Oh.
So they did Seasons instead.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, heaven and hell? What? Hmm? Is it unreleased? Like, I don't think there's anything.
Yeah.
Like that might be
that's probably
one that's
on a deluxe.
Lingering.
Yeah. She's got many, I'm sure.
So I'm very curious where that one went to.
Very curious.
Curious vibes. Also, brief note, I meant to put this in TikTok talk, but I guess it's kind of music related. Did you see Slater talking about the scrapped Heidi Montag collab?
No, but I did wonder where that went.
So she responded to the question, and apparently the sample that they wanted to use was not cleared.
Oh, there was a sample.
I think they did a Give Me More remix together.
Oh.
And she talked about how expensive it is to get Give Me More, which, as it should be.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the response, is that their collab is ultimately not happening.
Gotcha. Well,
unfortunately.
They just need a different instrumental.
Yeah, or just like interpolate it and leak it.
Or that.
Do you still have to pay for the full track if you interpolate something? I need to look that up. Or is it like, does it count as something new and you have to give credit?
That's interesting. I don't know.
I would like to learn that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And I do think it probably is different case by case. So
yeah,
I'll have to look that up as well.
Like if you directly take the WAV file and sample it, or if you just tweak the notes.
I still think you're credited for both of those situations, but I don't know if the payout percentage is different.
Interesting.
Again, probably a case by case thing. Things to ask the industry fam.
Yeah. Industry besties, where are you at?
Well, and we also have a return, a long-awaited return, the return of Kesha.
Keisha.
Sounds like you were trying to be Keisha.
Oh, iconic.
Kesha is back with two singles off of her upcoming album, and she's been doing some press around it. The album was inspired by a spiritual awakening that she was having like pre-panic attack, and that inspired her to start off this record with the two songs, Fine Line and Eat the Acid. It's actually funny because I kind of had the same feeling that I do with the Kelly two songs, where I was like, this is very much a statement ahead of the album.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. However, I feel like this did it better.
Oh.
I mean, well... it's not even worth comparing. There's no point in comparing.
Yeah, I just felt like these, well, both records are going to have a lot to say personally.
Yeah.
So I suppose the vibes were just like, oh, these are two big, strong statements to come out with.
I think why I'm comparing them is it's almost, why I'm comparing them is, again, I feel like I don't know if I'll come back to this as like a repeat listen, but I very much liked the way that she made the statement was very interesting.
Yes.
And the sounds, especially in Eat the Acid, it kind of builds into like the sound is so cool and it's weird and it's different.
Yeah.
But it's giving like old school Kesha vibes with like the manipulated vocal and like the electronic effects, but it feels new and fresh and modern. And I just, yeah, I really liked it. And I love the artwork.
Yes. The album's called Gag Order. Obviously playing on the ongoing legal battle that she's been having for years. And she said of the album, I really dug into some of my uglier emotions and sides of myself that are less fun. It's scary being vulnerable. The fact that I've compiled a record of these emotions of anger, insecurity, anxiety, grief, pain, regret, all of that is nerve-wracking, but so healing. So we've got, yeah, an album that promises to be very personal.
I also like that she's not scared to go there in these lyrics.
Yes, she indirectly references.
Yeah, the last line of Fine Lines, where she said there's a fine line between what's entertaining and what's just exploiting the pain. But hey, look at all the money we made off me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, speaking of gag order, I was gagged. I was like, oh, like it's very biting.
Yes.
The lyrics of these two songs. I just really like it a lot. Like, I'm super excited to hear what this album sounds like.
And I really liked the sound of Eat the Acid. I thought the production of that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Inspired by her mother telling her not to have acid, which she has not.
Her TikToks also crack me up.
Oh, she's like,
where she's in
my
the,
daughter's eating.
Yeah, like, my daughter's eating. They don't eat, do these people know that these my daughter's Kesha and she's eating? Like,
she's a wild. I bet you Kesha has a hard time controlling her mother on the internet. That is, she goes off a lot.
I also just find Kesha's songwriting inspirations to always be so fascinating and like weird and cool. And,
I mean, she's, you know, she's having sex with ghosts.
Yeah.
She's aliens. She's that kind of.
That docuseries that she did on MTV a ways back. Mm-hmm. I loved that one a lot. I mean, obviously it was a different time. I'm not trying to like, you know, condone what was happening. Like I'm crediting her songwriting creative process, I think is very fascinating. And I think is inspiring.
Yeah, she did a illuminating Rolling Stone interview as well, where she just talked about it. And she said, you know, I wrote TikTok and the party don't stop till I walk in. So I felt like I was becoming a caricature of toxic positivity. She was like reflecting on party era Kesha and mining the uglier emotions for this. That's what she did. But yeah, they've got... The article, if you want to check it out, talks about pretty much every single track on this album with like descriptions about them and what they're sounding like. So there's a lot on the horizon.
I stan. Also, it's coming soon. I like that it's,
I know.
The turnaround is 3 weeks.
Yeah, May 19th. So it's a quick one. So we'll see.
And the Jonas Brothers are next week.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. We haven't really talked much about them.
The album?
Yeah.
Called The Album?
Yeah.
It's coming. The Waffle House song, right?
Mm-hmm. It's
like,
okay.
Yeah.
I like the lyrics of Waffle House, but it's not like, you know.
It's not going to change the world.
No.
Shaka Khan review.
It's no Happiness Begins yet.
Right.
For me.
Okay.
And that's fine. That's okay.
That's okay.
We let our faves be the artists that they want and what they're feeling in the moment.
They're the artists. We're the clowns.
Oh my God, I'm going to change our podcast title to that. They're the art. When Paris Hilton steals our our podcast name and we get hit with a cease and desist, we're going to change it to They're the Artists, We're the Clowns.
Yep.
Wait, that actually is kind of a slay a little bit.
We're going to put a pin in that.
Yeah. Put that one in the back pocket.
Put that one in the notepad. Wow. Well.
See you soon.
Much to come, including our ongoing legal battle with Paris Hilton.
No, it's not. We're joking. Well,
no, yeah.
We joke now, but it's concerning.
I don't actually even think that's a thing. Was it just like the flyers at Icons Only? Or is she creating like a...
it's been built... It's kind of a...
Icons Only is like a running...
There's a Apple playlist that she did.
It's called
a music
Icons
series.
Only.
And it's a It's actually really good. It's a mix of like mashups and things. And then she's been tweeting it a lot. And then there was an event. And then now there's this. So it's like it's a thing.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Well,
I wonder if like she wanted it to be Legends Only, but like saw that like there was already something with it.
Maybe. I mean, I'm fine with it.
Anyway. Also, I have a new remix out on SoundCloud.
Oh,
if you made it this far.
Yes, that's right.
I did do that.
Kimpatris.
Yeah. I had a scrapped Better Off Alone project. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I could never do justice to this classic. It is so good. I would be a clown to post this to think that I would be able to do it. And then Kim dropped the acapella. And so I like opened it up and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And I didn't cut Nikki out.
No.
I did a really cool trance arp over Nikki's part. It's like a trap beat with a trance arp. I honestly think I ate that vibe up a little bit. But like, it's really cool. It's like this electronic.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really tried to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's out on YouTube and SoundCloud. Not sponsored, but or not official, but.
Well, Kim, if you like it.
If anyone does, I'll. Still trying.
Well,
I also need to, I just realized I need to delete my Instagram story that I just posted because I was working on something else.
Did you just publish a private photo by accident?
No. Oh, really?
Yeah, I did that.
Oh.
Oop. It was nothing too bad.
By accident. Oh, speaking of, well, we can talk about this in the after show.
Oh.
No, I did, the window was open and I was feeling rainy day vibes.
Uh-huh.
While it's literally raining. And I wrote an ambient melody on my keyboard. I was very like Britney at the piano.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, this is actually like a vibe. So I recorded myself while I was playing for like a half hour. And I was just trying all these things out. And then I posted the one snippet that I liked.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that what you posted and wanted to delete?
Yeah. Because I'm like embarrassed now.
Oh.
It's like a somber moment. It's giving depressed vibes.
Well, or did it get negative feedback? Are people like, are you okay?
No, I haven't looked, but I just remembered that I posted it. And now I'm like getting like anxiety about it. So I'm probably going to delete it.
I think it's probably fine.
Anyway, I'll just add a trap beat or four on the floor.
Who cares? We're all going to die. Story
yeah,
of my life.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, it always comes back to that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Until then.
Anyway, it's time for the after show.
Yeah.
Where we're going to talk about more things after the show. Mm-hmm. So if you would like, you can go over to patreon.com. There's an after show every single week that is like literally ready for you to just keep on listening if you want to keep on chatting.
So until
but
next.
If not, that's fine too.
Yeah. I guess. Casual listener vibes.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like there was something else I wanted to talk about and I just forgot it.
Forgetful vibes.
Yeah. Brain damage vibes. Concussion vibes.
Need some ginseng biloba.
Theanine vibes, or whatever it's called. Okay, anyway, we hope you have a great week. Happy May.
Yeah.
And
until next week,
we will
see you
soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.